I love those videos so much. If you didn't get a chance to participate in Flower Communion and you would like to, you can reach out to your circle leads and they can probably get you connected to how to participate. And if you don't know your circle leads or your circle number or even what a circle is, you're welcome to reach out to caring@foothillsuu.org and we can get you connected. There's something about a ritual that's repeated over time, across years and places, changing, shifting its shape, informed by the people and the stories of the moment, but certain elements staying the same. There's something about a ritual that's repeated year after year, jumping continents and oceans, decades and communities, persisting through the beginnings and the endings of war. There's something about it that collapses space and time. The past folding into the present. The distance between communities at different times shrinking in the offering and the receiving of nature's abundant beauty. In this sense, all of those that ever offered this blessing of beauty, this recommitment in ritual to honor our magnificent differences, all of those that ever moved through this ritual, this ceremony, in some way are here with us this morning. And we are strengthened by their presence. From Norbert Chapek's first congregation of participants in 1923 to Maya Chapek's Massachusetts community in 1940 in the midst of rising state-sanctioned violence against difference, to all Unitarian Universalist communities this season of Flower Communion, recommitting to honoring the beauty of life. The beauty of Black life, the beauty of Brown life, the beauty that moves within, between, and among us, calling us, nudging us through our senses to remember. To remember the inherent worth and beauty of every person, to remember, to see and to know, to name and to celebrate our differences, to remember our connectedness, our interdependence, and the complicated and essential truth that none of us are free until all of us are free. I hear much of this very same message and commitment in the voices of protesters. This too, a ritual of remembering life in defense of life, in celebration of beautiful life. I heard it on Friday in Old Town Square, listening to Queen, a Black woman community leader in Fort Collins, a mother, an activist, as she said the names of her sons. As she spoke into the microphone that their lives matter. That their lives are beautiful and worthy. Of course they are. Many of you might be thinking and saying, but this is a very old and very layered story, the valuing of white life over Black life, sown within the very fabric of our institutions and our systems, our language and our schools. The thousands showing up on the streets this week across the country, honoring not just George Floyd's life, but honoring all Black life, backwards and forwards. The past folding into the present here too. the past in the present, because it's not just about Queen's sons or George Floyd or Breonna Taylor or Ahmaud Arbery. These last three names, the Black life lost at the hands of protected or state-sanctioned violence just in the past few weeks. This story is at least 400 years old. For those of us that are white, I invite you, I urge you to let your heart break open, to feel our connectedness, our interdependence, to know the inherent worth and beauty of every life this flower communion season by staying in, by staying present, by staying connected to this moment, and to letting your heart break open over and over and over again. To break open into deeper truth, deeper connection, deeper love. Because this is a breaking open of the heart kind of time. A time of questioning what you thought was true about race and whiteness and blackness. A time of asking how inherited messages of anti-blackness seep into our language, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. A time of speaking to our spouses, our children, our neighbors, our friends. A time of disrupting the culture of silence around race in white spaces, as best as we can, clumsily, awkwardly forgiving ourselves as we learn, encouraging each other on. This is a time of staying in the discomfort and not knowing, resisting the urge to shut down or to immediately try to fix it. A time of staying present to difficult truths and allowing ourselves to be changed by them. And in the midst and through it all, holding all that we already carry, we can show up at each other's doorsteps. Tend to each other's broken hearts, giving and receiving our gifts of beauty, choosing love and recommitting to the values that hold us and the future that is possible. Because flower communion is also about the future. Those red peonies, the shade of hope, the tall yellow roses, a reminder of our resilience, the purple iris of the wisdom all around us, the dancing larkspur insisting joy, the reaching lupine and orange poppies, each magnificent in their full expression yet distinct in their life, strengthened in their beauty by their pairing, unfazed by their differences. Flower communion prompts us to engage this rainbow of beauty that persists. And in the act of giving and receiving this blessing, we remind each other and are reminded that life all around us is also conspiring toward the beloved community. And that on this day, we get to choose again to be a part of it. Amen. May it be so.